Sunday Evangelium with Father Andrew Pinsent on the third Sunday of Easter.
In today's Gospel, two disciples spend some hours speaking with Jesus, but they only recognize him when he breaks the blessed bread at table and hands it to them. In that moment of recognition, depicted in a spectacular painting by the artist Caravaggio, Jesus is obviously underlining the link between the Eucharist and his real presence, by which he will be recognized subsequently in the sacrifice of the Mass. This encounter raises the question, however, of why Jesus chooses to reveal the truth of his resurrection gradually and at intervals to various different groups. Saint Bede the Venerable, the father of English history, argued that the miracle was so great that human souls could not take it in all at once, but had to be led to belief gently. In today's homily, I argue that the sequence of Jesus' resurrection appearances follows a well-ordered narrative. Following a reconstruction of events first proposed by St. Augustine, I further propose that this narrative is that of the Beatitudes, by which a soul is transformed and becomes ready for heaven. First, the initial appearances of Jesus Christ are not to the apostles, but to the women who have gone to anoint his body, the poor in spirit. These women see a vision of holy angels who proclaim that he is risen, just as holy angels had once proclaimed his birth to poor shepherds. Angels are closely associated with the kingdom of heaven. So this first appearance fulfills the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Second, the Gospels describe in detail the witness of Mary of Magdalene. Having seen Jesus die, Mary cannot even find his body to anoint. St. John records her subsequently standing and weeping outside the tomb when Jesus appears and calls her by name. This appearance fulfills the promise of the second beatitude. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. The third appearance of Jesus is not described directly, but is mentioned in today's Gospel and also by St. Paul, who said that Jesus had appeared to Simon Peter. The significance of this appearance is Peter has by this time been through the agony of having betrayed his Lord and his friend out of fear. The tempestuousness with which he struck the high priest's servant with his sword has been burned out of him. He has become meek in the totality of his dependence on God, and has so become strong. Now he is ready to inherit the earth, not in the manner of earthly rulers, but as the vicar of Christ, the first of the popes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The fourth appearance of Jesus is a subject of today's Gospel. Later on the Sunday, two disciples on the road to Emmaus explained that they thought that Jesus would be the one to redeem Israel. In other words, they hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus satisfies this hunger by explaining the scriptures and by the Eucharist that follows, during which they recognize him. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. This appearance also fulfills the fifth beatitude. The disciples describe the way that their hearts burn within them when Jesus speaks, and they offer shelter and a meal to this stranger who has accompanied them. Benignity, by which a person's heart melts to relieve the needs of others, is the fruit of the virtue of mercy. And these two disciples, who have shown merciful hearts, have mercy shown them. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. The next appearance of Jesus is to the disciples, but without the Apostle Thomas. As in the case of Peter, these disciples have had their presumption and self-reliance burned out of them. Gathered in Jesus' name, Jesus himself then stands among them and says, "Peace be with you." Fulfilling the sixth beatitude, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." St. John records a further detail. Jesus says to his apostles, "Those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven." The apostles would henceforth participate in God's power to forgive sins and bring peace to a human soul tormented by sin. This divine commission, more broadly shared by all Christians who bring souls to Christ, fulfills the seventh beatitude. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Finally, 8 days later, Jesus appears to the disciples and Thomas is with them. Jesus invites Thomas to put his hands into the holes made by the nails and the spear on the cross. This appearance signifies the eighth beatitude. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The very last appearances of Jesus, on the mountain, the meal by the Sea of Galilee, and finally the ascension, are all prefigurements of the kingdom of heaven itself in glory. Blessed are those who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. In conclusion, this narrative of the Beatitudes shows how the road to heaven is not easy, but is by means of the cross. If, however, we surrender to grace and follow Christ faithfully, allowing him to transform our hearts, we shall see him one day face to face with the saints in glory.
May your love be upon us, O Lord.